Julieta Venegas says her music style does not easily fit inside standard categories.
I wouldn't know how to describe myself, really. That's very difficult for me. I guess, like, you could say I've experimented with many styles. I wouldn't, because I don't know if I could call myself a pop artist, and it's very hard for me to call myself a rock artist. I compose on piano and accordion, so I wouldn't say it's rock. I really wouldn't know. It's, you know, I guess you'd have to listen to it or something, because it's very hard for me to describe it.
Julieta wrote her latest album, Los Momentos, while in Mexico City.
It's very personal, I guess. I always like to say that I write small stories when I'm writing songs, and they're all different stories about love and sadness, and sometimes it's even like about Mexico, about what I see around me.
One of the songs in Julieta's new album is called Vuelve.
Yeah, well, I'm saying Vuelve is like saying come back to my city, but I actually mean something like come back to my country. I mean, the last few years, the image that people outside of Mexico have of Mexico is very negative sometimes when it comes to violence. A friend of mine wrote to me some time ago asking me if it was safe to go to a city in particular. He was talking about a city called Monterrey.
She says that song is also a reflection of fear and violence overall.
Which I just think that fear is a very big element in our lives right now, and in everybody's lives, you know. I mean, the world is full of fear, and I think we just have to fight against that all the time. You know, people do ask you, oh my God, I'm afraid of terrible things, and I shouldn't go to your country, and it's really sad, you know. It feels awful when people ask you those things. It's not because, you know, they ask it. It's because the question exists now, and it didn't used to exist. And so it's really a terrible way to face, you know, the reality of how people see you outside of your own country.
Julieta has lived in Mexico City for the last 20 years. She was born in Long Beach, California, and was raised in Tijuana. Growing up in that Mexican border city, she says she listened to a lot of music that was coming out of the U.S.
I think most of the stuff that I listened to, besides what my parents were listening to, which was, you know, popular Mexican music or even pop or the stuff that they listened to, I think what I listened to and I thought was cool was all music in English. I think I started listening to music in Spanish, like, you know, and when I came to Mexico City to live, I mean, I was just exposed to so much music as I was growing up. And I think, yeah, it definitely influences you to have such contrast in your daily life.
She says the contrast of the two countries goes beyond language.
The way you live, even the streets are built differently. The way people drive, the way people relate to each other is different. So you do kind of grow up understanding two very opposing places, and that does influence you. It did definitely influence me, and I can totally relate to anybody who's grown in a border city because I know what that's like. It's just you kind of from both places, really. I mean, I can understand the subtleties of people in the U.S. and at the same time, you know, I went to school in Mexico. My parents are Mexican. I mean, I can understand those two opposing characters. They're really opposing. Yeah, definitely character. It's very different, you know.
Julieta will visit the U.S., South America, and Mexico with her band as part of the Los Momentos tour.
I have Matias and Mariana, who are playing keyboards, guitar, and accordion, and singing. And Freddy is playing bass and things, and Eddie Vega plays drums. And I play piano, accordion, and guitar. So there's a lot of accordion going on. But there's not as many instruments as probably the last time I went to Arizona. So we'll see what people think of this new show. Suéltate un poco y déjate llevar.
Julieta Venegas will play tonight at the Rialto Theater. For Arizona Public Media, I'm Fernanda Echavarri.